This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Amazon reported quarterly profits yesterday, a record $3.5 billion January through March, because basically it has become the go-to place to buy almost anything and get it in 2 days for free, provided, of course, you pony up $119 a year for Amazon Prime. Walmart and Target and all the rest, though, have gotten into that game, free two-day shipping and no membership fees. So, Amazon's next trick? Go to the head of the class. Yes, 1 day free shipping. It's going to take a pile of cash to make that happen, though. But Bezos and company are guessing it's going to be worth it. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
$800 million. That's how much Amazon will shell out in just this quarter to, quote, evolve toward 1 day free shipping. And those costs may rise, predicts analyst Tuna Amobi at CFRA Research. He says a big expense is that last step in the transport chain, when Amazon's local partners bring that box of top-selling chocolate truffles to your doorstep.
This is something that will require the collaboration with their transportation partners like FedEx and UPS and United States Postal Service.
Still, many analysts think Amazon will make its money back in bigger orders of, say, the top-selling drinking card game, Buzzed. Studies find the faster something ships, the more we buy. The fancy term for that is shipping elasticity, says business professor Aninda Ghosh at NYU's Stern School of Business.
Look, if you reduce it from 2 days to 1 day, we are going to more than double the volume.
He expects this to lure not just more buyers, but more third-party sellers on Amazon.com. Now, one-day shipping will take more trucks, driving more often, says transport scholar Genevieve Giuliano at the University of Southern California. She says that'll cost the environment, which means free overnight shipping is not really free when you pay $18.98 for those top-selling yoga pants.
But it's also the price of what it's costing in terms of greenhouse gases and everything else.
As one-day free shipping phases in, expect the typical Prime member to spend more. Right now, that person spends $1,400 a year on the site. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.